The Children of God, being an exposition of the fatherhood of God and the relationships of his children, by Edward Dennett, Broom, 1883. Preface. In the following chapters, the writer has sought to expound the truth concerning God's family. Commencement is made with Christ as the revealer of the Father, and then the various aspects of the family as presented in the Scriptures are considered. The subject is only dealt with in outline, in order that, keeping the volume within smaller compass, a wider circle of readers, with the Lord's blessing, might be obtained. The writer begs very earnestly to commend the subject to the reader because, amid the many ecclesiastical questions which are continually exercising the people of God, it tends to warm and enlarge the heart to be occupied with the whole circle of God's affections. In a day of controversy, the heart is apt to be chilled and narrowed if it does not remember the claim of all God's children. It is an unspeakable sorrow to be compelled, for the Lord's sake and in obedience to His word, to withdraw even from saints who are walking disorderly. See 2 Thessalonians 3:6. But on this very account, it is the more needful to remind ourselves that our debt of love to them can never be discharged. The obligation of the Lord's word ever remains, "This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you." John 15:12. And it is the writer's hope and prayer that the presentation of the common relationship of all believers to God as their Father, together with the fact that all believers alike are the common objects of the Father's heart, and that there is therefore of necessity a common tie both to God and to one another, may be used of the Lord to fasten anew His own word in the energy of the Holy Spirit upon the hearts of His beloved people. London, 1883. Contents. Chapter 1. Christ as the Revealer of the Father. Chapter 2. The Children of God. Chapter 3. The Spirit of Adoption. Chapter 4. The Threefold Division of the Family of God, Part 1. Chapter 5. The Threefold Division of the Family of God, Part 2. Chapter 6. Marks of the Children of God. Chapter 7. The Father's Desires for His Children. Chapter 8. The Father's Government of His Children. Chapter 9. The Privileges of God's Children. And Chapter 10. The Future Condition and Home of the Children of God.